Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Broken bones, bad teeth, deaf, and half blind. Yesterday I wrote that Billy Graham was 92. Several wrote to tell me he is, in fact, 100. I stand corrected. So in the 50s, he began questioning that he would live much longer, and yet he has lived another 50 years. And is still breathing. I suspect with all his ailments, he has been ready for some length of time to enter heaven, see Jesus, and reunite with you, Ruth, and others who have gone on before him. But knowing his character, he accepts his lot in life and does what he can while he can. I rarely watch television, but lately have been watching the show Moonshiners. It is a hilariously funny reality show about some backwoods characters who make moonshine whiskey for a living. One of them, Josh, was recounting being shot in the knee with a 9mm pistol, accidentally cutting off one of his fingers, and the myriad of broken bones he has endured during his rough and tumble life. I can relate. Because I've had numerous injuries and broken bones too numerous to mention myself. One difference between Josh and I is that I'm much older and arthritis has set in. All of those broken bones and injuries make themselves known to me, especially on cold, damp days. I'm so stiff in the morning that it takes me a while to get going. I feel pain, particularly in my lower back, pretty much all the time. My darned eyesight is the pits. My teeth are bad from drug use, and I'm nearly deaf. Many family members and friends call me ghoulish and weird when I mention that I look forward to heaven and receiving my new body. Everyone, especially young people, seem to want to live forever, right up until the days they grow old. The wisest man the world will ever know, once lamented growing old in Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember your Creator, he wrote, while you are young, before the days of trouble come, and the years when you say, I find no pleasure in them. When you get old, the light from the sun, moon, and stars will grow dark. The rain clouds will never seem to go away. At that time, your arms will shake and your legs will become weak. Your teeth will fall out so you cannot chew. Your eyes will not see clearly. Your ears will be deaf to the noise in the streets and you will barely hear the millstone grinding grain. You'll wake up when a bird starts singing, but you will barely hear singing. You will fear high places. You will be afraid to go for a walk. Your hair will become white like the flowers on an almond tree. You will limp along like a grasshopper when you walk. Your appetite will be gone. Then you will go to your everlasting home and your people will go to your funeral. Soon your life will snap like a silver chain or break like a golden bowl. You will be like a broken pitcher at a spring or a broken wheel at a well. You will turn back into the dust of the earth again, but your spirit will return to God who gave it. He was depressed the day he wrote this, huh? I love being around younger people. I enjoy their energy. I don't have that same energy, but I have zeal for life. My body reminds me of my old car. I used to own a 56 Chevy. In its day, everyone wanted one. Today, a red Tesla has been launched into outer space and is headed towards Mars, and I assume most of the young people would dearly love to have one of those. But that old 56 Chevy is still a classic to me. I listen to 60s music, while today the young folks listen to rap. I don't think it's a coincidence. It rhymes with crap. Being young isn't the end-all answer to happiness. I love serving the Lord, and I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about hunting and fishing. In fact, I'm going sword fishing today. I can't do it like I used to, but I can still have some fun. If you're getting older, I have some good advice for you that was given to me by my cousin who has 10 years on me. He said, the older one gets, the more aches and pains develop. If you go to the doctor every time you hurt, you will be there all the time. He recommended that you stay out of doctor's offices as much as possible and just grin and bear it and keep moving. He's working a big cattle ranch by himself and still enjoying life. I look forward to the day the Lord calls me home and gives me a brand new body that is flawless. I do look forward to heaven with great anticipation. But like old Billy Graham, I want to serve him as long as he allows. The important thing is not how long we live, but how well we serve the Lord the days we are allowed. Ecclesiastes 6:6. He might live 1,000 years twice over, but still not find contentment. And since he must die like everyone else, what's the use? This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.